SBS Radio.
World leaders who are part of the Asia-Pacific trade group known as APEC have met virtually to coordinate their response to COVID-19. It is the first time in the regional forum's history that leaders have participated in a meeting outside the annual APEC summit. China's Xi Jinping, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison were all present. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern hosted the event to ensure immediate measures help with recovery and long-term plans.
We're gathering today at an exceptionally difficult time for our region, with COVID-19 having inflicted so much harm on our people and economies. The pandemic has impacted us in different ways, and our responses have reflected our own particular circumstances. But the fundamental challenges we face are the same. So this meeting is an opportunity to renew our commitment to working together, to get through the crisis as fast as possible, and to emerge stronger. The road ahead will not be easy. Vaccines provide us with hope, of course, but the emergence of hotspots, successive waves of infections, and new virus variants create ongoing challenges to our collective health response.
Ms. Ardern continued her address by reminding leaders that the ongoing financial and social stresses will be a shared burden, calling for more global collaboration.
And the scars of the pandemic on our economies will be with us for a long time to come. These will exacerbate some of our existing challenges relating to inclusion and sustainability, not least in combating climate change. Amongst all the uncertainty we face, I believe there is one notion that will always be true, and that is ultimately we are all in this together. And as such, our fastest path to recovery is by working together.
Earlier this week, Taiwan said it hoped to improve health cooperation and lift the Asia-Pacific's economy. This includes APEC countries supporting each other to secure quick vaccine supplies against coronavirus. There has been more than 50 million COVID-19 cases within APEC's borders and more than 1 million fatalities. And ahead of the meeting, China's foreign ministry spokesman said it was critical timing for the talks when the world is dealing with a COVID-19 resurgence. Zhao Lijian says he hopes the partnership can continue into the future and that the wider Asia-Pacific community is united in its shared vision. However, President Xi Jinping did not participate in the meeting live, rather addressed leaders with a pre-recorded message. He spoke of the importance of economic partnership.
We need to deepen regional economic integration. It is important that we promote the liberalisation, facilitation of trade and investment. We must remove barriers, not erect walls. We must open up, not close off. We must seek interrogation, not decoupling. We need to fully implement the APEC connectivity blueprint and advance regional economic integration with a view to establishing a high-standard free trade area of the Asia-Pacific at an early date.
Despite optimistic rhetoric, the emergency virtual meeting produced few specific commitments. China promised $3 billion in aid to help developing countries recover from the social and economic impacts of the coronavirus, while the United States said it was also donating more than $500 million for safe and effective vaccines around the world. The New Zealand leader signalled that APEC nations would be looking at digital documentation to streamline travel and trade across international borders, without compromising pandemic-related health safeguards. Ms. Ardern says leaders are aware the coronavirus pandemic won't be the last challenge of its kind.
There were two themes that came through very strongly from the leaders. One was that this pandemic has a while to run, and that there is significant work by all of us to be done, and it needs to look beyond our domestic borders. The second strong theme was agreement and acceptance by everyone, and perhaps this was triggered by the WHO being at the beginning of our meeting, that this will not be the last pandemic we experience, and that preparedness is critical.
The full APEC Leaders Summit is due to be held online in November. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.